This is GQDN for Thursday, June 20th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Lots of good stuff there. Oh boy, put in the promo code Quest, help you get those drink mixes. As many as what you want, because you will save 25% off of your purchase if you put in the promo code Quest in the checkout line. It's good stuff. Really good stuff.
Love it.
Okay, that got a little weird. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. We're not weird there. Well, sometimes we are, but it's good stuff. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Crash Bandicoot news. We got a 20th anniversary edition of a game. And we got some Dragon Quest III news. But we begin today with Xbox going to Gamescom, and PlayStation won't be there. So .esports.com did say that Xbox did confirm that they're going to Germany, and they're going to have a huge presence with some various publishers. That would include, according to Wowhead, Blizzard Entertainment. In fact, Blizzard Entertainment did say on Twitter, quote, "Get ready for our first Gamescom as part of Team Xbox. We invite you to join us August 21st to the 25th. Stay tuned for more information." So they will be there. In fact, they also said that they will be bringing Warcraft, Diablo, and Overwatch to Gamescom. So we shall see how things go there. But as far as the rest of Xbox goes, Xbox Game Studios will bring Age of Mythology, Retold, Avowed, Era, History Untold, and Towerborn. And Bethesda will be there as well, because they're bringing Fallout 76. But PlayStation isn't going to be there because they said, quote, "We currently have no plans to exhibit at Gamescom 2024. That was a statement to Eurogamer. So, Gamescom coming August 21st to the 24th. Roger that. But one of the things that Xbox already did announce via IGN is that if you have Redfall, Microsoft will give you a refund because Arcane Austin closed. Well, May 2024 was a bad month for a lot of developers because they closed a lot of the Bethesda studios, which included Arcane Austin and Tango Gameworks. But whoever bought the Hero Pass as part of the Premium Byte Pack Edition or the Premium Byte Pack upgrade can now get a refund via the Bethesda's customer support website. The digital purchases that was made from the Xbox Store, Microsoft Store, Epic Games Store, or Steam will be refunded back to the original payment, and that's automatic. So if your purchase was not from these retailers, you'll have to submit a ticket to get your refund. If you bought a physical, you'll need to contact the retailer to request a refund or store credit for the Byte Back DLC. So they did offer a refund. But the Sony program, rewards program, will be coming to an end at the end of this year. That's according to PlayStationUniverse.com and be the PlayStation website, basically on the PlayStation blog. They said, quote, being PlayStation, it said, quote, "The last day to access your account is December 31st, 2024. The Sony Rewards website and mobile app will no longer be available after that date. Please be sure to retrieve any unused digital codes you've earned or redeemed in the points activity section under My Account section of the website or mobile app. Simply log in or go to My Account section and then click on Points Activity. You can also check your inbox for an email from don'treplymember.sonyrewards.com, as you always receive an email with your redemption code after it's processed." So, Sony Rewards coming to an end. Now we get to GamesRadar.com, and they said that Dragon Quest III HD 2D might look like the Octopath Traveler in style. So, Games Radar was looking at Dragon Quest III HD 2D remake, and they said it looked really good compared to the 1988 classic, And the developers looked at Octopath Traveler for some inspiration on how to make the game. And that's what the RPG site did report. And the RPGsite.net did say that the only preview session for Dragon Quest III began with a pre-recorded message. And that was from the creator, Yuji Horii, and the remake's producer, Masaki Hayasaka. And Masaki did report, or did reveal, that the upcoming remake could have some, quote, additional story scenarios written under Horii's supervision, end quote. And that would make sense, considering how Edric Trilogy does ties into all the other Dragon Quest games. So we shall see how that goes when the game comes out next year. Oh, I'm sorry, this year, later this year, or whatever, something like that. They're split between this year and next year. I think 1 and 2, if I remember correctly, comes out next year, and the Part 3 comes out this year. Well, whatever, you may not care about that, but you might care about League of Legends, because the developers did prioritize some strategy experiences over some user-generated content. Now, Riot has been talking within themselves about the battle arenas and the aging demographic, and the devs are working on how to broaden the gameplay modes to accommodate the players with families and jobs. So, how did they do that? Well, they had a Q&A session, and PC Gamer did take a look at that. This is by DualShockers, by the way. And Andre Van Roon was answering some questions, along with Pew Liu, which is the game director, and he answered some questions too. Now, Van Roon did believe that League was built on the foundation of experiences instead, and he said, quote, "We feel a lot of what we built on League, where we have strengths, what players are looking for us, are less about sort of building a UGC platform and more about building particular types of experience using these characters in a competitive or semi-competitive setting." They also said things about Fortnite, and while they respect Fortnite, they did not want to go to war with them. So here's what they said, quote, "I think if I look at what Riot's strengths are and our competitive advantages, I'm not going to pick a fight with Epic. Maybe Andre, my boss, would tell me we should, but I think it's a technology platform play and not one that we're likely to win." Now we get to celebrate a 20th anniversary. The Verge did say that Beyond Good and Evil will have the 20th anniversary edition coming June 25th. And Beyond Good and Evil will be coming to you next Tuesday. So you can look for it there on Steam, but if I were you, I would take a look on your favorite consoles as well. I don't see anything that says it'll be on PlayStation or Nintendo or Xbox, but take a look. It might be there. If you like some card play, Hardcore Gamer did say that Battle Train may be for you. Now, this is a part of some entertainment where you could beat the game show, and it looks like it'll be coming in 2025. Now, there was some gameplay that was released, so if you like some cards, like I do, from time to time, you can play this one and see how things go. If you like Crash Bandicoot, well, those games go on sale via PlayStation Lifestyle as Activision is celebrating the trilogy milestone. It's a Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, and there's some other sales that are going on right now. Like right now, it's 75% off for Crash Bandicoot Crudgeology Bundle, 67% off Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time, 65% off Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled and Spyro Game Bundle, 65% off Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled Nitro's Oxide Edition, 65% off Spyro Crash Remastered Game Bundle, 60% off a Crash Bandicoot Crash Versi Bundle, 55% off Crash Team Rumble, Crash Bandicoot 4, It's About Time Bundle, and 50% off Crash Team Rumble Deluxe Edition and 40% off the Crash Team Rumble Standard Edition. So here's what Crash Bandicoot did say on Twitter about all this. Whoa! Thank you to our community of Crash players for this memorable milestone. 20 million units sold through globally. Well done. Tomorrow's Friday, and we'll be back for more gaming news. Don't know if it's going to be the weekly show early or if it's just going to be me. Not sure. Anyway, we'll see you then. Until then, go play some games, people. Bye-bye.